Of gun violence in the United States, two mass shootings in less than 24 hours have left more than 24 people dead. In El Paso, Texas, police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people died, 26 wounded. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen says investigators are working to confirm whether a racist, anti-immigrant screed posted online shortly before the shooting was written by the suspect.
We have to attribute that manifesto directly to him.
The U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Texas, John Bash, says the shooting is being treated as a domestic terrorist case.
This meets it. It appears to be designed to intimidate a civilian population, to say the least.
El Paso District Attorney Jaime Esparza says the suspect also will face a state charge of capital murder.
Though he is eligible for the death penalty, we will seek the death penalty.
I'm Mike Hempen.
Hours later, a gunman in Ohio killed 9 people in the city of Dayton. He was shot to death by police less than a minute after he opened fire. He killed 9 people and wounded at least 27. U.S. President Donald Trump has offered his condolences on the shootings and pledged the total support of the federal government. On Sunday, he ordered flags at all government buildings to be flown at half staff for the next 5 days. He praised the law enforcement officers who sprang into action to end both attacks.
They were right on the ball in El Paso. They were there so quickly, and in Dayton in less than a minute. Think of the damage he did in such a short period of time. In less than a minute, the law enforcement acted and killed him.
Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement on Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. This is VOA News. Demonstrators have continued to clash with police in Hong Kong as the two-month-old protest movement shows no sign of easing. AP's Sarah Bassett has that story.
Clad in yellow helmets and black face masks, protesters squeezed out of a subway station in Causeway Bay, with a few people directing traffic and others holding open the turnstiles. Surveillance cameras at the station were covered in black tape and umbrellas as protesters spilled out. Makeshift barricades were also erected in the area, which hosts high-end department stores and upscale restaurants. Police say they will spray a coloured liquid on demonstrators to distinguish them from other members of the public. Activists have called for a citywide general strike on Monday. Protesters believe China's government and Hong Kong chief executive Carrie Lam are eroding the civil liberties promised when the former British colony was returned to China in 1997. I'm Sarah Bassett.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has slammed China's destabilizing actions in the Indo-Pacific region during his first trip to the area. Esper and U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo pointed to Beijing's militarization of islands in the South China Sea. They also accused Beijing of promoting state-sponsored theft of other nations' intellectual property. Pompeo said Sunday the United States is not asking nations to choose sides between the two economic rivals.
We're not asking nations to choose between the United States and China, because that's not how we operate. Cooperation with the U.S. and our Australian friends brings mutual benefits, not zero-sum deals where one side wins and the other risks losing.
The U.S. is welcoming a ceasefire declared in Syria's Idlib province, the last insurgent stronghold in the country. Since April, hundreds of civilians have been killed in the violence in northwest Syria, and thousands more have fled. A French inventor has succeeded in flying across the English Channel on a jet-powered hoverboard. Frankie Zapata designed the device, which took him across the channel from France to England in about 20 minutes.
And I knew after 50% of the flight, I saw that I still have like 70% of fuel. So I said, okay, now it's just a question of minutes and I will arrive in England.
The board is powered by 5 small jet engines. And Nguyen Chia, the chief ideologue of the communist Khmer Rouge regime that destroyed a generation of Cambodians, died on Sunday. He was 93. Nguyen Chia was known as Brother Number 2, the right-hand man of Pol Pot. Pol Pot was the leader of the regime that ruled Cambodia from 1975 to 79, and created the Cambodian genocide that led to the death of some 1.7 million people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.